You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We did have the Pleasant Magenta with Radical Social Incest, and along before that was Japanese Breakfast with Boyish. And now we do have in the studio, we have Aroha Rawson, who is a part of Auckland Theatre Company's work and development called The Navigators, which is on this weekend, and is kind of a three different parts of the show, and you have been co-creating and a part of the Haka Party incident, which is on as well, which is you've helped create with Katie Wolf, which is, how has it all been and what is it kind of all about?
Oh yeah, kia ora, and thanks for having me in. The Navigators project has been something that the Auckland Theatre Company has instated for a whole year, working with three different directors. This particular Navigator segment of the year is with Malia Johnson and Katie Wolf and Kate Parker, I believe. And so there's three different experiential pieces that have been developed for this weekend's showings. The one I'm working on is called The Haka Party Incident, created and directed by Katie Wolf. I've been working alongside her as a co-creator for the last couple of months, researching the event of May the 1st, 1979, that happened right here on Auckland University campus.
And so what kind of was this incident? Because it is based off a real-life thing that has happened, and kind of you kind of created something to signify what happened.
Yeah, so the event that happened was that from 1954 until 1979, the engineering department, the engineering students, had been, as part of their capping ceremonies and parade, had been using haka, appropriating the haka, and drawing. In the end, it sort of got gradually worse, drawing phallic symbols on themselves, wearing grass skirts, and generally making terrors of themselves around the university and Auckland CBD. And every year from the first year that began, there had been requests, which are on record, for them to stop doing that, as it was painful to Māori. And finally, in 1979, as you know, the 70s were a period of great activism and movement for self-determination for Māori. So by 1979, activists had enough and went to deliver one more request to stop. Were turned down, and the occasion turned to the use of force, in which civil engineers... it was all in the common room of the engineering department, and engineers were injured. And it became a huge debate about whether race was the issue or violence. So in order to bring this story to the stage, it's been a huge challenge. Research mountain. We've been taken historical interviews and done new interviews with engineers and the members of He Taua, who were the activist group involved on the day. And we're using a style called theatre verbatim, which means the actors all have earpieces and their live interviews playing into their ear, and recite verbatim what they're hearing from each of the characters in the story. And it's been huge job. We also have film footage, enormous scale film footage that we work with, different techniques to tell the story.
Cool, no, it's exciting. And so today you've brought along some songs to kind of play and talk about in relevance to yourself and this kind of play as
well. Yeah, so. Who knows what we've wound up with. Oh gosh, I had to look through CDs for a start, so cool. No promises.
The first one you've chosen, the Get Up, Stand Up by the Oilers, why is this song being chosen?
I just thought we're working in a piece about revolution and self-determination and having the strength to stand up and pass the messages on and make change. And of course, old Bob and the Wailers come to mind straight away. So get up, stand up. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unheard. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah. Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
Ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for
yeah,
a right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get
up. Stand up
in the
don't
morning.
Don't give it up.
Stand up for your right.
Cool. Get up, stand up, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice. cool. And so we've just kind of been talking a lot about the big process that you had to kind of tell the story, which is, I guess, it must be exciting to kind of finally have this out and tell people the story rather than just talk about it.
It is.
Create it and then finally get up and stand up and tell the story. So
there's been a mountain of research and a lot of... liaising and massaging and talking with people to get to the point where we had an enormous amount of information involving, you know, all the engineer stories, all the Hetawa stories, people around the stories, and leaflets and pamphlets that were published at the time, because there was a huge forum held in the quad here at the university with about 2,000 students all pouring off around the balconies and very passionate speeches given, which is in the play. All these characters, the actors have worked with Katie to pull out all the seeds and remain an absolute truth to the people that have offered them. And bring them together to create a script in our first week, and this week to get it up and running on the stage. And I think we can be really pleased that it's a beautiful piece of work that Katie's created.
Cool. And all right, the next song you've chosen, Golozi by Sigur Rós.
Yes, Sigur Rós, yeah.
Sigur Rós, yes. Cool, why this one?
I love Sigur Rós because it's so stretches the imagination and it allows the imagination to go to many different places. The children in this particular, well, the story in this video is beautiful and makes the world a wide open place and full of possibility, which is something that I've needed to remind myself as we delve into this quite heavy kaupapa. Yeah.
Awesome, beautiful. Glossy Sigouros. Beautiful song.
Ooh,
it really is.
Really.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about this all and this. It seems like a very interesting show, and I'm very excited for it. It seems really great, and I guess it was a lot to be involved in, and really.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure at the same time, and to be here as well.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much for coming in. So the show, as a part of the Navigators, which is on this weekend, starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, Sunday, Monday, which is.
Tonight,
Saturday,
tomorrow, Sunday. And Sunday.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Rawson.
Yes, Rawson.
You're welcome.
Cool, yeah. And you're leaving us with one last song. Yes, Namara.
Yeah, just in the tradition of all those that came before us, and in the tradition of the struggle for self-determination. I think this beautiful new version of Dave Dobbin's No Mai Da is a wonderful example of how, if we work in collaboration, we can achieve the most marvellous things here in Aotearoa, and I want to mihi to the Mai Moa group that worked with Dave on this kaupapa, for bringing this to our country. No Mai Da by Dave Dobbin.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Kia ora.
Ke te aroha au ki a koe, e tano a tiane e tau whenua. Rawa kore mai koe ki konei, ka toro te ringa ki tō kaha. Nau mai rā, ki te papa, papa. Pari poro ka wiho te ao, kua ruha I te pakanga, rapua he araho. Nau mai rā, tēnē rā tō kāinga.
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.